have this problem. It's an addiction, you know, and I get that controller, you know, I got to know what's going on other places, you know, and I keep hitting the button, you know, for which my wife goes and hides a lot, you know, to get away from this. But within the last couple of weeks, multiple stations, 24 hours a day, have been talking about one thing. Not the second coming of Christ. Not some huge, wonderful, it was a boxing match. A boxing match between who? Do all of you know?
Yeah.
Mayweather and Pacquiao, right? And interestingly so, this had a world involvement. It said in there billions of dollars were bet. I mean, not just a lot of money. So it was almost hysteria building up to this thing. And the fight happened. And talk about, you know, there's nothing there now. You know, they have a little thing about, well, you know, one guy's shoulder was hurting, you know, and it's almost like it never happened. Because in the eternal consequences of things, it really didn't matter that much.
No.
But you'd have thought it was the most important thing in history. If you were paying any attention like this, they had problems in Baltimore. They didn't get anywhere near the coverage that this boxing match got. You know, and they had a wonderful horse race this week that almost got missed by most of the news. You know, it's very interesting. You know, I'm fascinated how we determine what's important in life. We live right now with a precious gift that has been given to us. You know, it's called a church year. It's a calendar. You know, it's an opportunity for us to kind of follow along with the rhythm of Jesus' life. And so that we might experience all of those poignant moments, the moments of despair, the power, the miracles, all those things that are happening. And right now, in today's lesson, Jesus is preparing them for him to leave. In fact, next Sunday is going to be Ascension Sunday, even though, you know, it's actually Ascension is on a Thursday in the church year. So we celebrate it next Sunday. The following Sunday, we're celebrating Pentecost. The coming of the Holy Spirit, by the way, was not anticlimactic. It changed the world. Billions of people now are Christians, and it started at that moment right there when the Holy Spirit came on the people of God. And he empowered them, and he did this amazing thing. Well, there's some really neat stuff today in today's gospel. And it starts out, he says, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me, this is going back to chapter before. I have to, you know, today was one of those things where if you read the whole chapter, you're going to get it all. But I'm going to give you at least a snippet of that. And this was just before today's gospel. It says, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. And even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me anything in my name, and I will do it. By the way, if you want to know the translation of in my name, it means according to my will. Speaking with my word and my authority. Submitted, you know, to Jesus. So if you're doing it in Jesus' name, under his authority, you know, he will act on those things. Which brings you up right now to today's gospel. It says, if you love me, obey my commandments. Very interesting. When they try to put Greek into English, it doesn't always work really well. So sometimes it's kind of fun. I have 8 translations, by the way. You know, you want to have fun? You look at all 8 translations, and you'll get to the end, and you'll say, okay, now which one is right? And the answer is always yes. Isn't that interesting? Because they're all true ways of translating the word. And what happens is when they're translating, they're trying to make it so that we as modern Americans could understand what was being said, even though we don't get the fullness of it. And when you see all of them, you know, or you can go ahead, they actually have books that that take every word and they explain to you the root of the word and all of its meanings and stuff like this. I have one of those, by the way, if you ever want to have fun with it. You know, and it's very interesting because in the fullness of what that one actually says is it says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. And I kind of like that one better, you know, because it's a little bit more active. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. And then it goes on, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. And you say, wait a second. I remember this in another translation, and it said, comforter. And another one said, encourager. Another one said, helper. And the interesting part about it is it's all of those things. That's what the Holy Spirit is and does, is he gives all those gifts to the church. If you love me, he says, you know, I'm going to leave you, but this is what I've been to you. I've been your helper. I've been your advocate. You know, I've been your comforter. I've been your encourager. I've been your counselor. I've been all of those things. And he says, you know, and I've been with you. And he says, but a time's going to come, you know, when I'm going to leave you. And just as we read before, you know, he says that when he left them, he says, even greater things you're going to do because he's going to be living within us in the power of the Spirit of the living God. So when he lives within us, he's with us always. It must have been really hard, by the way, for people to sit and to listen to Jesus preach and to teach and to have him do a wonderful miracle and everything, and then he leaves. The feeling must have been just horrible, a horrible loss. And you think to yourself, I'll follow this guy anywhere. You know, because you know, because you, it's been a moment that you've dreamed about all your life. Suddenly you're hearing truth. Suddenly it all makes sense. And you just can't get enough of him. And so God knows us that much, and he says, I'll give you the gift. And so that very presence, the comfort, the help, the encouragement. He says, he'll be your defender. He'll be your advocate. You know, he says, all those things I will give to you. And when you have the Holy Spirit living within you, then what will happen is you'll have the comfort of God with you all the time. You'll have the encouragement. He'll lead you, it says, into all truth. He will empower you. It's a great word in the Bible. He'll give you dynamite power. Isn't that cool? You know, he'll give you the power to do things you never even dreamed of. Because we have a powerful, powerful God. So this is the lead up. You know, you're supposed to have anticipation. You don't have to wait, though, by the way. You don't have to wait 2 weeks. Because the Holy Spirit is here today. The Holy Spirit is within you. But what happens for some of you, maybe, is that the Holy Spirit is there and waiting for you to ask him to act in your behalf, to act in power. You know, he won't force himself upon you, but he's eager to bless you. The Bible tells us this, you know, it says, you know, if your child was asking you for a loaf of bread, you know, would you give him a scorpion, you know, or it talks about, or give him a rock, you know. It's this bizarre stuff. It says, how much more will a father give you the Holy Spirit if you just ask? But it's not just talking about giving you the Holy Spirit, because you receive the Holy Spirit. But he needs to be empowered and released in you. And that's what Pentecost is all about. And that's what we have been told, you know, is what empowers the church to transform the world. I heard something really interesting. You know, there's a church in Korea right now that has 600 and some odd thousand members. And it's huge. It's the largest Christian church in the world right now. It turns out that they have more than a dozen other churches with over 50,000 members now. God is taking over that country. But the fastest growing Christian nation in the world right now is China. Isn't that interesting? It's illegal to be a Christian in China. Holy Spirit is moving among his people, moving in power, making people bold. And in that amazing experience, God is moving, and he's moving in power. So today, you know, as we find ourselves preparing for these things, I'd like to read one more time this reading from 1 John. It's chapter 3, verse 24. Those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship with him, and he with them. And we know he lives in us because the Spirit he gave us lives in us. And if the Spirit of God lives within us, the question is, are you going to try to control the Spirit, or are we going to ask the Spirit to control our lives, to lead and guide us into wisdom, to truth, to righteousness, to holiness, to all the right actions that we need in our lives? Our God tells us this. He won't leave us as orphans, it says. What he'll do is he'll come within us and he'll adopt us as children, and he'll give us all the gifts of the family and all the power of God. So that's a lot more, by the way, than a boxing match, even in a good horse race, you know. Any of those things, they just pale in comparison to the wonderful gift that God gives us in his Holy Spirit. Because the living God lives within us, and he gives us the fullness of God to reside and dwell within us. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Oh Lord our God, we are so overwhelmed by your love, and that you didn't leave us as orphans at all. In fact, you know, when we turn our back on you and we have walked away in sin, and you've always welcomed us back, and you've come into our hearts, and you just pour love into our hearts, and you begin to change us and transform us and make us more and more like Jesus. So we ask you, oh Lord God, this day to stir up the power that is within us so that we might walk in the wonderful power of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.